Stop by the gallery on Points Avenue, right next to the Wareham.
And again, a fairly rare opportunity. Kansas State University President Richard Myers, busy guy, hard to get him in, but we finally got him in and looking at what's going on at Kansas State University.
I'm sorry, I'm so hard to schedule. This is good.
That's good, and you're a busy guy, and you should be. You're president of a major university, so we understand that, but we always enjoy the opportunity when we have it. I know Jackie Hartman, of course, was on just a few weeks ago, director of community relations and, of course, chief of staff, and had wonderful things about to say about your transition this last year, and we did visit with you shortly after I think that you took over the role, and you seem very comfortable with it.
Well, I'm only comfortable with it because we got a great team, and they provide great support to one another and of course to me. So you can be comfortable in this knowing that you have vice presidents and deans and department heads and great staff that are taking care of business, and they've been doing it for a long time. They know how to do this, so. Our job in Anderson Hall is just to give them the resources and make the right policy decisions so they can do what they do.
Very good.
And make our students happy back to number 6 for students who love their college, number 6 for happiest students in the latest Princeton Review. That's great. And that reflects, I think, very well on our faculty and staff.
Most definitely. And I know that as we look at some of the changes you're going through, you mentioned some of them, of course, but Vet Med, I know, is going through a bit of a transition.
Yeah, I didn't mention, but I said there were some other changes as well, but Tammy Beckham, Dr. Beckham, our Dean of Veterinary Medicine, has decided to take a research position with the Department of Defense in Washington, D.C., and I'm personally, and I think the university, we're very sad to see Tammy go because she brought such great qualities to vet medicine and has gone through accreditation. They sailed through accreditation. I think that's the way to say it. And a strategic plan that she put together and got buy-in from all her staffs and her faculty. So we're going to be sorry to see Tammy go. So that's another search that we're in the middle of. Bonnie Rush is the acting. We'll go from acting to interim and interim to permanent when we have a search. So that search will start here fairly quickly, and it's a big deal because veterinary medicine is a really important college for us and means so much to the state of Kansas in terms of taking care of a lot of our ag production. So.
Although Dean Beckham, I guess she'll still be around to do a little bit of teaching. Did I understand that correctly?
Well, no, she's going to go. She'll be full time back there, but she'll always have her teaching. If she wants to come back, she'll have her teaching position. But given that she's likely to be back there for more than a year, we couldn't hold the dean's position open. We've got too many things we need to do. So we worked it out with Tammy, and I think she's happy. We think we have the right path forward, so that's where we're headed.
Thanks for the clarification. I know a lot of construction isn't quite as prevalent this year, at least, but you have a lot of changes with some of your buildings.
No, and a lot of construction that took place over the summer is done. And so, for instance, if you go up Denison, there's some great improvements to that road as it cuts through the west side of campus. It's just much improved. The new architecture, planning, and design building, Seton Hall, is open. There's still a lot of construction going on. There's some areas that are hard hat only, but come Monday, there are going to be students in there. And so it's like Weefall Hall was, like the business college was, new construction. This is going to be I guess technically a renovation, but is going to be a photo finish. But we'll get there. I strolled through it yesterday for the first time. I held off going through it until yesterday, and Tim DeNoble, the dean, took me through on a brief tour. I said, I'll come back for a long run. I just can't stand it any longer. I've got to see this place. And as you know, I think most people know, our architecture, planning, and design programs are top 5 in the country, depending on which program you pick. And now we have probably the top facility. It's just amazing. And a lot of the space they renovated was my old mechanical engineering space back in the 60s. So it's kind of sad for me to see some of the steam engines and steam gauges and steam engines and steam gauges and the foundry. We used to do a little foundry work as well in mechanical engineering. So all that's gone. Much better space now in Seton Hall and Regner Hall. So it's terrific. And then the student union, the students voted to fix that up, and it's mostly complete. The last thing we're waiting for is a restaurant called JP's, which is a K-State brand. It's going to open there. I think the last date I got from Dr. Bosco was in October. Hopefully it'll open in October, and that'll complete it. So if people haven't been in the union lately, you need to go by and see our union. It's what the students wanted was more study spaces and then all the other things that we have there, the stores and so forth. It is, wow, it's terrific. It's
exciting.
It's when you walk in, there's a wow factor when you walk into that place.
Oh, that's impressive. It's a great way to start off the new
year.
It
is. It is a great way to start off the new year.
Now, I know your 2025 plan. Continue to work on that.
Sure. So any plan needs to be updated from time to time. So we're in the middle of a pretty major update. We've gone out and gotten solicited inputs. We'll cogitate on those, kind of build those into a plan, put that out for comment. And by December, we hope to have a refreshed 2025 plan. I don't think there'll be major changes because we're pretty well on track, and we'll just keep working towards our 2025 goal of being a top 50 public university. So in some areas we're doing really well, other areas are just take longer and are more difficult. But we're the good news is that the whole university community is focused on 2025 and trying to move ahead in their particular areas to support it. So that's the good news.
Speaking of goals and maybe more short term, looking toward the year ahead, anything in particular you're hoping for this next year?
Well, one of the things I'd hope, and we won't see it till next fall, is to kind of turn our enrollment decline down. So that's got to be a priority for us. So we're putting additional resources into enrollment in terms of recruiters and so forth, and particularly out of state. We've got to do a better job of attracting out of state students. So that is and international students and graduate students. I mean, it's across the board, and to include global campus for that matter. So we have lots of several initiatives along those lines to try to turn our enrollment decline around. We can do that, we think. Other colleges have done that. And it's the dynamics of this whole business model are changing a little bit as the demographics in the country change, and we've got to be sensitive to that.
Well, and I know while maybe we here in the Manhattan area feel pretty good about our economy, the economy's rough right now, I think, nationwide, and maybe that has something to do with less students. I don't know.
Well, there's lots of things to go into this. We just had a briefing yesterday at a leadership conference that we held university-wide. And we had a person that this is their expertise came in and talked about that. And there are a lot of things changing, and I think the economy does help. I think, you know, particularly lower and middle-class families in that 2008 downturn, they lost a lot of their wealth. And they've gained some of that back, but not back to where they were in those times. And so when they're thinking about sending a child to college, that plays. And so we have to be sensitive to that and try to make sure that we can have the resources to help those that need financial aid. So fortunately, we've done very well in philanthropy. Last year, our goal was $150 million, and at the end of June, at the end of the year, we had $152 million. Our goal this year is $155 million. We've got great alumni and friends and corporations that appreciate what we do and that are generous, and this is it's a big deal.
More non-traditional students, it seems, these days.
Yes, and that's another trend, that there are more non-traditional students, and we've got to find accommodation for them all and make them all feel welcome, make sure that we're providing the kind of education they need to be successful.
Well, I know it's been a real pleasure, you know, as we get closer to wrapping up, but just anything else you're wanting to highlight as you go into the new year?
No, I think it's a great year for K-State. I think that the state legislature was helpful this year. They're always helpful this year, and we're looking forward to maybe continuing that going forward. I think we'll be off to a good start this year. We're anticipating a very good year. I know a lot of people wonder about the sports teams. I can't comment. I mean, a lot of these people that are listening know our coaches. They're all good poker players. They don't tell you what they got in their hand or up their sleeve. So we'll just go with that. There's a lot of enthusiasm for a lot of our programs. This is our first full season with our women's soccer. So I encourage people to come out and watch women's soccer. That's important. Volleyball looks to be good again. Coach Fritz always assembles some really sharp young women, and on it goes. So we're looking forward to a great year, whether it's academically, whether it's sports, and we'll work through our budget issues the best we can and try to support our people.
Well, it's truly been a pleasure. Thanks for stopping
by. Kathy, thank you.
Kansas State University President Richard Myers with us. We'll take a break. When we come back, Riley County Extension Agriculture Agent Greg McClure will be joining us, and you're listening to In Focus.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide